This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Machines, they do such a good job cleaning your dishes or drying your clothes. But what about running your stock market? Scott Patterson says Wall Street has been taken over by computer-driven artificial intelligence programs, technology that has left regulators mystified about what's going on. His new book out today is called Dark Pools: High-Speed Traders, AI Bandits, and the Threat to the Global Financial System. Good morning, Mr. Patterson.
Good morning to you, David.
Help me understand your thesis here. Something like robots ate my stock market?
Right. Well, this has been a dramatic revolution in the stock market that's happened over the past 10 to 15 years. People actually have no idea. I didn't have any idea a couple years ago until I started diving into this issue as a reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Something like 70 to 80% is controlled by robots. And the problem with that is you'd think that they would act perfectly rational, but sometimes they just completely fly off the tracks, as we saw in May 6, 2010, the flash crash when the market crashed about 10% due to glitches in computer systems across the country.
You also talk about 10% of the stock market takes place in what some are calling dark pools. What are those? I mean,
right.
I know it's hard to see in a dark pool. I guess the implication there.
Right. Well, the issue is that investors are increasingly fleeing the stock market because of the action of these robots on the stock markets. They're trying to hide in dark pools, which are basically private venues where buy and sell orders match up away from the public markets. They're also infested with robots. So there's really no place to hide anymore. It's just completely been taken over by robots. And I really think there's no turning back. The issue is the regulators need to get a hold of what's going on.
Now, it is fair to say, though, Scott, that financial markets had the ability to go out of whack in the pre-robot days. I mean, the 1929, not a lot of robots at work, but we can get ahead of ourselves and things can collapse.
Yeah, and there was Black Monday in 1987 when the market saw its biggest one-day collapse of all time. But, of course, there's always going to be market disruptions. What we're seeing now is a very new kind of market disruption that potentially could spread to all sorts of assets, not just stocks, but futures market or the options market or the currency market.
So you don't think there's any way to boot the robots out of this process, but you think more oversight is what's in order?
Right. Well, I think investors feel like things have changed so dramatically. There's nobody really in control of it. And unless they get that faith in the market back, they're not going to come back to the market. And that's a big problem.
The new book is called Dark Pools: High-Speed Traders, AI Bandits, and the Threat to the Global Financial System. Scott Patterson, thank you very much.
Thank you.